You know, I know it's something that still kind of, well, raises the ire of people across ethnic lines when you talk about the O.J. Simpson trial. The first one, where he was initially accused of having murdered the man and the woman in the front yard, Nicole, was that her name? And the gentleman who was with her. And Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. And, you know, I won't go into any details about it. Like I said, I know that whichever way you go, people's ire can really be raised up. I mean, people can get upset if you say the evidence showed very clearly that O.J. Simpson did not commit those trials. People can get really upset if you say that the evidence proved clearly that he did commit those murders. He did commit the murders. He did not commit the murders. And it's depending on the person's position that they've chosen to take, can be upset about that either way. Well, regardless of whether a person has decided that he was guilty or innocent of those murders, the double murder, the double homicide, the double murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. One thing that a lot of people do agree on, a lot of people do agree that money can be used to sway justice. Whether they look at the Simpson case or not, a lot of people will talk about how, well, you have a lot of money, they say, you can get the best defense and you can really just sway justice. If you don't have a lot of money, you are really, really, I shouldn't say out of luck, maybe unfortunate, or you're just in a bad spot. Well, I want to share some information with you that the Metro Courier is sharing with regards to costs, legal costs, court costs, and poor people, or people who don't have a lot of means, a whole lot of moolah. And they're pointing out that there are quite a few costs that people have to pay. Of course, if you're able to get a public defender, then, of course, you don't have to pay for your legal defense. But what if you got that, but you still had to pay, someone had to pay, maybe mortgage the house, whatever they had to do, to get you out of jail while you awaited trial. It's money. Maybe somebody posted bond. And if you're poor now, $200 is a lot of money. If you're poor, you can be middle class, and $200 can be a lot of money. Now, what if, after paying, posting bond or having bond posted for you, and whatever other fees have come up, in addition to that, you find yourself in court and you're having to pay court costs. You're poor now. You are truly poor. Or you're middle class, but just barely. And now you got to pay court costs. One of the points that is being made in the Metro is that you have a lot of people who really are stressed financially. And they're having to deal with other already assessed court costs. In addition to that, particularly low-income defendants are being faced with restitution fees, rising court costs, fines, and fees that keep low-income defendants trapped in a cycle of poverty and court involvement, according to Orrin Nimney, who's a civil rights fellow at the Lawyers Committee. Court fees and court fines are continuing to rise, and defendants are being required to help pay these fees. And can you imagine court costs going up? And so court fees are going up and they're passed on to the low income, whose income is not going up, at least not appreciably. That's something that is just making life so much tougher for low income individuals and families. What can we do about it? There are some who are working to get something done about it. And in Massachusetts, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice and Morgan Lewis and Bacchus LLP filed a friend of the court brief in Massachusetts highest court on behalf of racial justice and immigrants' rights organizations in Commonwealth versus Vallejo. And the case addresses whether courts can just keep charging low-income defendants restitution fees on top of the already assessed court costs. I tell you, it's tough. If you have the money, not a big deal. If you don't have the money, and remember now, not everyone who is taken to court has really done anything wrong. What are your thoughts about it? All right. More speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.